Flying is a nightmare right now. If you're planning to board a plane anytime soon, there are some things you can do to prepare.
Victoria Walker is a travel journalist and author of the Travel with Vicky newsletter. She gave us some flying advice to make any journey go as smoothly as possible.
Number one, get there early.
Now, this might seem obvious, but as Walker points out,
I know a lot of people who travel have heard, you know, for years, get there 2 and 3 hours ahead of time. And a lot of people don't really take that seriously. This is the time that you really want to take that seriously.
And be sure to download your airline's mobile app.
Because with a lot of these kind of delays and cancellations, the first indication that something in your trip has gone awry is through the airline's app.
These apps can also help you check in, and they often have airport maps.
And if you don't want your luggage to get lost,
avoid checking bags if you're at all able to. Consolidate your baggage, but also put in an AirTag just in case your luggage doesn't make it to your destination the way you make it to your destination.
She also recommends flying nonstop, if possible.
The more connections in your itinerary, the more chances for delays.
Walker says flyers should also have a backup plan in mind, one that might not involve flying at all.
That would mean taking a look at what's, you know, available on Amtrak or on a bus like Greyhound or Megabus or a rental car.
Being kind, and if you have any left, having patience also works. For more travel advice, check out npr.org.